ready to go. We're going to turn this hour around very quickly, so stay right where you are. We'll be back continuing Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium articles that goes along with it. Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Have you always wanted to be able to talk with your animal companions? Now you can. I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals radio show, the show that lets you talk with your animals. Every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., our show is dedicated to taking your calls and asking your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. We can talk about anything, including health, behaviors, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, medical issues, and transitions. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. You'll learn about how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, their point of view, and alternative ways of relating to the wonderful animals who grace your life. Twice a month, we feature guests who present their specialty and answer your questions. Animals have amazing, wonderful, and very often surprising things to say. If you love your animals, you're going to love listening to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon. Talk With Your Animals is the show both you and your pets are going to love. Tune in Wednesdays at noon.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I'd listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. 1150.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it is Vet Sunday today. Dr. Al Plechner is here. We're getting ready to welcome Dr. Bernie Bleem back to the show. If you have animal or human medical care questions and would like to quiz our docs today, get in on the line now. The phone lines are wide open. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. And if you send it quickly, you can get an email into us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to get a hold of me outside of our airtime, you can contact me through my website, marthanorwalk.com. There's a Contact Martha email link there. You certainly can email if you use that link, the marthalight@aol.com link. That will come to my home office computer so I can communicate with you that way. If you need my services as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I would be delighted to work with you either over the phone or in your home. And you can contact me through Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 206-525-2016. And please feel free to bug my voicemail. It's the best way to track me down. 206-525-2016. And remember, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems, behavioral or training problems, with their animal friends, it's worth giving me a call, because if I can't help them, I probably know who can, and I will pass them on. And let's see, if you need to get a hold of Sandy Gaston, you can do that through her website, which is www.animalnature.com, or you can give her a call at 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. And if you're submitting a current events item to Animal World, please do so via email. You can do that through the website. And if you need to post something, the mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. If you want more of Gary Hill, you'll find him on Sports Tangle Monday evenings, 8 to 9 here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and directly following Animal World today with University of Washington Husky Men's Baseball. All right. I think we are ready to go. Let's see. We have Dr. Al Plechner on the line. Dr. Al, you still with me?
I am.
All right. Let's add Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois.
Hello,
Dr. Bernie. Are you there?
You bet.
All right. So we've got our team here, and I should say to anyone listening, if you're not familiar with Dr. Bernie Bleem, you got a lot of background stuff going on there.
Can you hear me okay?
Well, I can hear you, but I can also hear a lot of stuff going on in the background.
I'm at the store.
Uh-huh. You're at the store.
If there's too much background noise, why don't you just cut out my thing unless you want me to comment? So,
that's
how does that sound?
Okay, until you get out of the store. Gary, why don't you just pot down and we'll,
yep,
we'll pot
that's
up.
Fine. And if you want me to say something, just pot it up.
Well, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll
okay.
do. All right. Just for anybody that don't know, Dr. Bernie Bleem is a veterinarian back in Illinois. He has recently joined our Animal World Vet Sunday team here with Dr. Al because a client brought their dog in to him saying, I want my dog tested for the Plechner syndrome, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how Dr. Bernie got involved, learning about Dr. Al's work. And lo and behold, he being the open-minded veterinarian that he is, he took a real look at this and said, woohoo, there is something here. And he has been doing many, many cases and is very excited about Dr. Al's work. So we have added him to our conversations. Does that kind of cover it, Dr. Al, in terms of how Dr. Bernie got involved with all of this?
Yeah, definitely. And he's super. He's, you know, like myself, he cares, and he's looking for alternatives, and we want well patients and not statistics, and that's what Dr. Bleem is about, which is really neat.
All right. Let's see. And we have Got a caller coming up, and it looks like it might be an interesting question. I mean, Sandy's just typed chicken with a question mark on my screen. So I don't know if we got a chicken question coming. I know Dr. Bernie deals with alternative pets, so to speak, or the pocket pet types we've talked to him about. Maybe he does chickens, too. Why don't we find out what's going on here and welcome line one, Alexa in Woodinville. Alexis, is this you? Oh, Sandy's still. Oh, now we. There we go. In Woodinville, Alexa. Alexa.
Oh, hi. Hi, Martha.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie. What's going on?
Oh well, hello, doctor. Too.
Hi there.
Hi. I have kind of an odd question because they told me at the feed store that.
Why don't you hold on a minute? Can we pot up Dr. Bernie for a minute? I want to make sure he can hear Alexa. Dr. Bernie.
Yes.
Can you hear Alexa?
Absolutely.
All right, now are you out of the store now? Because I don't hear the background noise.
No, me either.
Well, we're in a different place.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to
be out of the store in 20 minutes, if you can bear with me.
Yeah, all right. I just wanted to make sure you can hear Alexa. So go ahead, Alexa.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have four chickens.
Four chickens?
One of them is 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
I think we have a behavioral problem, but it's really disturbing because I've been told, and from what I read, I have to cull them, which I'm... do not want to do.
Well, culling them means you have to kill them?
Kill them, yes.
All right, now what's going on with these chickens?
And I don't want to trust them to somebody else. If I can't keep them, who can?
Well,
you know?
What's going on with the chickens?
I believe it's Egg Bertha, the big black and white one, is eating the eggs of the chickens. They have plenty of food in there, and it's a big enclosure. But they are not allowed to run around outside. And I'm wondering if that would be my other option, or do I have to... Now they're going out. Somebody's hurting the 12-year-old one, Lulu.
Somebody's picking on the older chicken.
Yeah, and
somebody's
it's not just
eating,
on the back.
And somebody's eating the eggs of the chickens.
Yeah, and now Lulu has, like, feathers out of her head.
Huh. Well, let's find out. Dr. Al, Dr. Bernie?
Yeah, that sounds exactly like a question that Dr. Bleem would have the answer to.
Oh, Dr. Bro, you're passing the buck. All right, let's, Gary, can we get Dr. Bernie potted up here? Bernie?
Oh, we're good.
Do you know anything about chickens?
Oh, absolutely. I was raised on a dairy farm, took care of chickens. I've got some questions.
Yeah.
You have a completely enclosed situation where nothing else could be getting in after those eggs?
Yes. It's wired on the bottom. You can walk into it.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. It's completely enclosed.
I can't
enclosed.
Hear her response.
Oh, she's saying it's completely enclosed and wired
sure.
on the bottom. Nothing can get in or out.
Okay. And this enclosure, I mean, I'm just imagining it gives them enough room. So these birds are not allowed to go out and free graze or anything like that.
No, I'm going to start doing that because I didn't realize.
And I can't hear her response.
She's going to start doing that. She didn't realize how important it was. But is the enclosure there?
It's a good idea.
Yeah, is the enclosure there? And how large is the enclosure, Alexa?
Oh, it's as big as, say, four bathtubs.
Okay, so it's a four bathtub size enclosure, which doesn't sound that large
yeah, no,
for chickens.
No, no.
So,
one of the big things that you want to do is you do want to increase that enclosure size. There's no question that free grazing may end the problem. The fact that one chicken is going after eggs, the only way to determine who's doing that would be to separate them.
Okay.
And that's a behavioral problem off by itself. But I would imagine, you know, and I'm not a chicken expert, but I would imagine culling is the last thing I would think of.
Yeah.
I mean, you are dealing with older birds, but I would imagine if you change their environment, you're going to get changes in behavior. And if you do have one particular bird that has gained a behavior of destroying other eggs,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can just separate them. And I mean, you've probably got enough room to do that. They're just chickens, so you'd be okay.
Yeah,
culling
put her in a enclosure by herself.
I put
one
her
more
in an open dog kennel in there.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing you might want to look at is if they're getting enough trace minerals. And because a lot of times chickens will take on behaviors where they're eating strange things, even eggs, if they don't have enough trace minerals, enough calcium. You know,
yeah,
if you're not supplementing
shell.
That, I mean, they're putting out a tremendous amount of calcium if they're egg layers, and they may be seeking it if you're not supplying it. I'm assuming these are all female chickens.
Yeah, and they're supposedly get it in the pellets, but I gave them extra Maybe they need other minerals besides oyster shell.
Yeah, that they're getting most, they're supposed to get everything from their pellets, but she's giving them extra oyster shell calcium.
Right.
I would say, I mean, oyster shell calcium, at least for humans, is not supposed to be very good. It's not supposed to be very absorbable.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that with chickens. What do you think, Dr. Bleem?
Oyster shell calcium is a good supply as long as they're able, as long as they have enough grit to break it down.
Enough grit to break it down.
I mean, the thing
down.
Is,
oh,
and you
so they
can,
need to go outside.
Yeah, you know, there are tests to see. I mean, you can tell very, very quickly to see if they have enough supplement or not. But I think if I was going to summarize this, I'd say change their environment, look at their trace mineral and their macro mineral, and then do confinement and work that, and you'll quickly see if you need to take it any further. And there are several bird specialists in the country that this technically isn't a, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, so give them some freedom, separate the old gal so she can't eat them, and make sure that they're getting the mineral supplementation. What?
Okay, I appreciate your help so much. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Alexis. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. We're putting Dr. Al on hold, Dr. Bernie on hold. Got to tell you that Gary's going to be taken off to get to the game. Mike is coming in to fill in for Gary. Sandy's also taken off. But Michael, answer the phone if need be. But it would really be great if you have a question for our doctors, if you'd call in now, that would be fabulous, because then Sandy and Mike can get you squared away here. Numbers 425-373-5527. That's local, 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And Animal World continues straight ahead with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a core store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, they've always got great stuff on sale. Right now, they've got light and senior greenies, 12-ounce packs on sale for $9.99. They're usually $15.99. Nature's Miracle Oxy-Orange Stain and Odor Removal 24-ounce spray bottle is on sale for $6.99. It's usually $10.99. And Neutral Natural Choice Lamb and Rice 35 pounds and Lamb and Rice Small Bites 35 pounds are on sale for $36.99. They're usually $40.99. So it makes it worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh, okay. We're having a changing of the guard here, folks, and I'm not paying attention. Hello, if you've got dogs, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They are conveniently located just off of 405 north of the 522 interchange, and they have fabulous services, boarding, board and spoil, board and train. They've got obedience classes, agility classes. They've got great doggy daycare, and they offer free behavior evaluation. You can make an appointment and visit with them for an hour and usually get your problem solved, and it's all free. free, so check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior. Their phone number is 425-486-9567, or visit them online, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Listen live at 1150KKNW.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And wouldn't you know, live radio. We are having a changing of the guard. Sandy had to sneak out because she's going off to help with, assist with surgery with an animal friend of hers. And Gary's going off to do, to get boot scoot and boogie across the bridge to do men's husky baseball. And Mike is stepping in for Gary. And Mike's never done Animal World before. So Mike and I were just meeting, and we have made an official Animal World decision that anything that happens from now on, it's Gary's fault, because he won't be here. So there you go. All right, we are continuing with Vet Sunday, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers again, because we've got Dr. Al Pluckner online, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. And we also have Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois on the line. Now, he, of course, has been shopping in the store while he's been talking to us, so we kind of been turning down his mic when there's too much background noise, and he's chiming in when he can. That's kind of where we're at. Let me give you some phone numbers, but because Sandy's gone, Gary's gone, and Mike and I are kind of winging it, seat of the pants here. If the phone rings, Mike may not be able to run into the other studio to answer it, so he's just going to put the line on hold. Oops, it's ringing now. So, look, now, whoever's calling, we're going to put it on hold, and you will know you're on hold because now you'll hear me talking in your ear. You'll hear the radio show in your ear, and just hold on to that line until we bring you up, and then you can introduce yourself and tell us why you're calling. Well, guys, shall we give this a whirl and see if it works?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so Dr. Al's with me. Oh, we got another caller coming. What isn't this? See, this lovely. Everybody's leaving. Everybody's bailing ship, and so the phones go nuts.
I've got some quick thoughts when you have a minute on the bird deal.
Sure. Well, let's go ahead about the chicken.
Yeah, on the chicken. Real interesting. You remember Peg Bauer?
Yes.
Judge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she had a bird named, listening bird named Bam Bam.
That's a macaw, isn't it?
That's a big macaw that had seizures, so on and so forth, and she is in a bird club, so on and so forth, and she shared some of her insight and found that the so many of the grains that are in the bird food have estrogen in them. And once she reduced the amount of grain, Bam Bam rarely has a seizure. And somebody else in the club had taken her direction on this thing and reduced the grains and things with their bird, who was a feather picker, and all of a sudden, not picking feathers anymore. So this might be something, once the chickens are out in the environment, scratching, getting more trace minerals, doing what they're doing, if they're still having problems, the lady might want to look at her chicken feed and reduce the amount of grain in it.
Reduce it. So, Alexa, hopefully you heard that. Reduce the amount of grain in the chicken feed, and that may be of benefit.
Well, you can look, too, on my, you know, articles with foods that contain natural estrogen.
Ah, okay.
That'll give you some insight. And this is...
What article?
Know,
what's the title of that article?
I think natural estrogens that are contained in food...
Because I just looked at the list of articles yesterday, and I don't remember seeing that title.
Yeah, it is there, but it may be under, I don't remember.
Okay, but somewhere in your articles
on
your website.
It's really tough.
The website's www.drplechner.com. Click on the articles link, and there is an article on foods that contain estrogen in that pile of articles somewhere. Well, I'm going to see if, gentlemen, if we can pull this off. We've got Dr. Al on line 5. We've got Dr. Bernie on line 2. Mike, let's see if we can't. I think we go to line 1 first. Line 1, you're live on the air with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie on Animal World. Who's calling, please?
Am I line 1?
You are line 1.
Well, this is an old friend from the past, Dr. Bernie and Dr. Al, and this is Dave from Kenmore.
Oh, Dave from Kenmore. Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Well, pretty good. I'm still going through the paces with Dr. Pace on the Plechner syndrome. Things are kind of still, up and down, but the one I'm really calling today is our bird situation. We did have three cockatiels. Now, unfortunately, one of them went on home. We lost her to this some kind of a feather problem.
Lost
a lot of her feathers, and then she started breathing real, just panting before she finally went. And so now one of the other two has the same problem, only it's probably a couple years away from being in her situation. This was a chronic situation. She developed it over probably a 4 or 5 year period.
Okay.
So now the other one has got the same thing. I've gone through testing after testing after testing with about 4 different vets. I even called the Washington State University school over there, and I said, well, is this anything that I've got to worry about, that could be transferable? And they didn't think so, but they referred me to the health board over here. The health board gave me the runaround. They said, well, since you're a veteran, go to the VA. I went to the VA, and they said, no, we can't, we can't really do anything like that. So, anyway,
you're wondering what might be going on with your birds?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, well, now, let's have you time out here for a minute. Just leave Dave where he is, Mike, and let's pot up Dr. Bernie on line 2 and see if he heard that. Dr. Bernie,
yep.
did you hear all of that?
Yep.
Okay, so Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie, you know that Dave had three cockatiels. One of them has passed, had a losing feathers, and then started breathing very heavily and did pass. It was a long-term thing, but now one of his other birds is starting into the same thing, and he's looking for some help. So either one of you got anything to say?
Am I on?
Yes.
Dr. Plechner, you want to take it first? You want me? Doesn't matter.
Definitely, you take. I'm not that qualified with birds, Bernie, to be honest.
Yeah, so you go ahead, Bernie.
So here's what I would do in your state. I got a couple questions.
Okay, Dave, questions for you.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Dr. Bird.
Anytime I start talking, I guess I cannot hear the guest. So I'm gonna ask you, did the animal that died, and I'm sorry to hear that.
The cockatiel.
But did
yeah.
your cockatiel that died, was it posted at all? Did they do any microscopic studies?
Did they do any autopsy or necropsy on your bird?
Any kind.
No,
nothing was done.
Okay, and that's unfortunate. See, when you talk about symptoms that you're mentioning, we have to look at our aspergillosis. You've got to look at the possibility of any type of respiratory compromise. Now, this is probably not something we can handle on the radio. I do think that without a doubt that there's some implication of some immune compromise that allowed this bird to get at this point. But you need to get to, what I would do is I'd get to a avian specialist and I'd look down the list of respiratory concerns and I'd do it this week.
Well, like I said, the other one doesn't have any kind of respiratory problem. It's just got the same feather loss and feathers.
All right, so with the other bird, Dr. Bernie, it's starting the feather loss now, but does not have any respiratory symptoms yet.
So far.
But you'd still
a year away from that.
I think Dr. Birney, but what Dr. Birney is saying now, because it's starting, don't wait till the respiratory symptoms show up.
Right.
Get this bird to an avian specialist now. And
yeah.
One of my first choices would be Dr. Doug Yearout up at All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens, you know, because he's holistic and he's very, very good.
Spill that for me, Martha.
One of the things that you have to keep in mind is that we are at the time of year when birds are going to naturally lose some plumage.
It may or may not have anything to do with it.
He's saying no.
He knows enough about this bird that it's not a normal seasonal thing.
Yeah, I'd have that bird in.
Okay, so let's see. Dave, it's Dr. Doug Yearout. Yearout, and it's All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens.
Okay. I had it down to the bird specialist near Woodland Park down there. What's her name on Aurora? They recommended it from Washington State University.
Yeah, but she would be great, too. Her name is slipping me.
Yeah, but she didn't really help much.
Okay, then I'd go with Dr. Doug.
Okay.
And Dave, we're up against a break here, so I got to let you go.
Well,
thanks for calling Animal World.
Bless you all.
All right. Maybe next month you can tell us how you're doing.
We'll check in with you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. We are keeping Dr. Birney and Dr. Al and whoever our other caller is. Hold on. We'll get to you after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time today. Stay with us. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula, 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 11.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Offer valid through April 30th, 2009. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, when you stop into Jones & Company, be sure sure you join their preferred customer club and get the card, because a lot of perks. If you, for every $100 you spend, you get $5 off. And then for every, let's see, 10 bags of the same food, like a dry dog food or a dry cat food, you get the 11th bag free. Same size you've been purchasing. So that is fabulous. And you will find Jones & Company on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending this sunny Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. But we will be out at 11:45 today. So, we are finishing up Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pleckner's on the line. Dr. Al, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Dr. Bernie in Illinois, are you there? Dr. Bernie?
You bet.
Yeah, okay. All right. We've got one more caller. Not sure who it is, but let's find out who it is. And line three, you are live on Animal World with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie. Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I line three?
You are. Who's calling,
okay,
please?
Okay. My name is Jackie.
Hey,
I'm
Jackie.
I'm from Renton.
Hey, Jackie in Renton. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a lot of diseases.
You personally?
I have rheumatoid arthritis that I've had for 40 years. Osteoporosis, emphysema, thyroid, I think. I'm very sure, though, they've taken tests and say it's okay. But my temperature is always lower than normal.
Wow.
And just a whole lot of things, and I'm on a whole lot of prescriptions. And like Remicade, prednisone. So it's difficult. I think maybe I have the Pleckner syndrome. And I'm wondering if I should be checked for that.
Well, Dr. Al, what do you think?
And who?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think what you have are a bunch of, obviously, medical effects. And I think what you really honestly need to do is find out if there is a cause. And if you go to the syndrome, I think you're going to find there is a cause for all of this. You know, this isn't a normal situation that should be happening. And if it is, it indicates that your body's not protecting you and protecting itself, if you will. And when that occurs, normally there is some sort of a hormonal antibody imbalance. And
yeah, yeah.
I think it would be worth doing. You don't even have, your physician doesn't even have to act upon it, but I think it's kind of important to at least look. And what it will do, if nothing more, it will say to your physician that the medication that you are taking may be modifying, you know, hopefully the medical effects so they're not too severe on you. But I think there's a better way to go.
Now, Dr. Al, am I correct in saying that all the things, the medical conditions that Jackie mentioned, the rheumatoid arthritis, the osteoporosis, the eczema, those sorts of things, all of those are on the list of problems that may be underlied by the endocrine immune imbalance that we call the Pleckner syndrome, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Jackie, I'd say you're right. I'd lay money on the table that you probably have this imbalance.
Okay.
And so it never, as Dr. Al says, it never hurts to have the blood test run, because then you know, do you have it or not? And all of that information and how to go about that testing is on Dr. Al's website, so you can pass that on to your doctors.
Okay.
And once you know, then you can go from there. But I think it's also important, Dr. Al, to mention that the replacement therapy to balance this endocrine immune imbalance, the Pleckner syndrome, does not necessarily replace the treatment she would be doing for these other conditions that she has. Is that correct, Dr. Al?
That's correct. And if you've got the IgA, the imbalance in the mucous membrane antibody level, which you probably do, that's the same antibody that's deficient in your joints, which opens up the rheumatoid. And also from osteoporotic standpoint, if you're malabsorbing, you're malabsorbing calcium, so on and so forth. And with kidney function, you're producing some phosphorus with your kidneys. The body tries to keep a 1-to-1, 1-to-2 ratio. So where is that calcium going to come out of to keep that ratio normal? It'll come out of your bones. and this is one of the big things with osteoporosis that is not understood yet.
Ah, that makes sense. Now, Mike, can you pot up Dr. Bernie, and we'll see if he's out of the store yet. Dr. Bernie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, did you hear all that discussion?
Absolutely. I would agree with Dr. Fleckner 100%.
Okay, so anything you
would
like
say,
to add?
Make sure, the only thing I'd like to add is make sure if she presents this to a physician and does not get what she wants, definitely find somebody, because it's clear what's going on. You just need to find somebody to figure it out. I want to give her some hope.
Yes, Jackie, did you hear all that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so...
Does he have any idea who I could go to? Or?
Well, yes. If your doctor is not willing to do the test, there is a naturopath up here, Dr. Rashmi Pace, that is working with the Pleckner protocol and testing, so we can refer you to her.
Okay.
So you could call me at my office if you want to.
Okay.
And if your physician's interested... he can get a hold, or he or she can get a hold of me too, and if I can make some suggestions, if that would help, I would love to.
Yeah, and so you could have your doctors could call or email me, Jackie, and I would put them in touch with Dr. Al.
All right.
And my number, it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my phone number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. All right, Jackie, anything else we can help you with?
No, I think that's it, other than another family member.
Uh-huh.
Can I do that?
Sure.
My son has nodules by his thyroid.
Ah.
That he worked for a company that did the scanning, and they found him then. He should have that checked to see if it has turned cancerous. It hasn't grown.
But he hasn't had it checked? Is that what you're saying?
Not by a medical doctor, no.
He should do the EI-1, too, because your uncontrolled tissue growth all comes from this imbalance.
The EI-1, too?
The EI-1 test, which is the blood test that diagnoses the Pleckner syndrome.
Oh.
It has to be done specifically through one laboratory, but that information is on Dr. Al's website.
Okay.
But you're saying, Dr. Al, uncontrolled tissue growth of any kind is an output of this endocrine immune imbalance.
It appears to be every single patient we've ever checked, whether, you know, dog, cat, horse, or human, that has been checked, that has uncontrolled tissue growth, can be benign, can be cancer, so on and so forth, all seem to have this imbalance. They all have this as a common denominator.
Yeah. So,
like you say, you go ahead and you take the treatments for the medical effects right now. Don't change that. But maybe look at the cause and see if you can change the hormone regulation of the immune system so this growth stops.
And there's certainly what you say is at least familial tendencies in passing on this imbalance.
Yes.
So it sounds like, Jackie, you ought to have both you and your son should be tested for this Pleckner syndrome.
Yes, it does sound like it. Okay.
All right, you good?
Yes. Do you have any of the books that you...
We don't have any of the books. Sandy gave all the books away already for this month, but the first Sunday of May, we'll be giving them away again. You just have to call in earlier.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Jackie. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
All right. Let's pot up Dr. Bernie here, because we've got 3 minutes or so before we are done today. So, Dr. Al, Dr. Bernie, what else would you like to say to our audience today?
Am I on?
You are.
You know, the only thing I'd like to say is anybody who's listening who's having a problem that's not solved, I just want to continue to encourage people. There's no way Dr. Pleckner will agree. There's no way we know this thing completely. But in every case, we've been able to do a better job. And we're not replacing or discounting anything that's out there. The veterinary profession is an incredible profession. We're adding to it. And so I'm also encouraging other veterinarians to join in. That's all I'll say today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because wouldn't you agree, Dr. Bernie? I mean, it absolutely makes a huge difference in treating a lot of these difficult patients. All right. And Dr. Al?
Yes.
Any comments from you?
Well, you know, there's no reason not to look like we say, you don't have to act upon it, but why not look? Particularly if standard therapy hasn't done all that it should be doing. You continue the standard therapy, but check in this arena to see if, in fact, there's a better way to help you or your pet fight off some of these chronic diseases. Bill Burlingame is a prime example of doing this, and he's got these immune stimulators. He's got all kinds of great products, of which he says once you correct the endocrine immune imbalance, they certainly work better. And so, you know, he and I have been looking at doing, and I'm sure we'll, like with Dr. Burney, a preventative website,
mm-hmm.
laying this out. Step one, step two, supplements, the foods, what to do, where to go. So it's a little more easily understood, as with your explanation of this.
All right. So just like we've said, the balancing and treating the endocrine immune imbalance or the Plechner syndrome does not necessarily replace standard treatment or supplements for problems, but we find that it makes everything else work better. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I got to thank you, Dr. Al and Dr. Burney.
Thank you. Thanks, Burney.
Next Vet Sunday is the first Sunday of May. Close to May Day, I'm sure, so we'll talk to you both then. And I want to tell you that Mystic Radio, their rebroadcast is today at 4 p.m. Husky basketball happens very shortly, or Husky baseball, excuse me, basketball season, no, baseball. And thank you, Mike. You did a great job at the last minute here. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I will talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy...
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Washington ISP Sports Network presents live play-by-play coverage of University of Washington Huskies baseball. Now to the stadium and Washington Huskies baseball.
Oh, another sun-drenched baseball diamond sitting in front of us here at Husky Ballpark on a gorgeous afternoon, or at least morning, for another few minutes. It's game three of a weekend series of college baseball. Steve Sandmeyer with you. Gary Hill to join us soon. Washington taking on Arizona State, the third-ranked team in the country. The Sun Devils have taken the first two of this three-game series. Washington trying to salvage one of these three games. Friday night, 3-1, Arizona State in a game at Safeco Field in front of 3,675 fans. Yesterday, it was all Arizona State. The Sun Devils take game two and in the process win the series with a 12-1 win over Washington. The Husky Bats have produced just two runs over the first two games in this series. Game three, it's a right-hander in Jordan Mary. He goes for the Dogs today. Mary 1-0 with an ERA of 4.03. Jordan in his seventh start today comes in with 29 innings, 22 hits allowed in those 29 innings, 18 walks, and 33 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 208, and obviously with those numbers, it's all about control and control of his fastball. The senior out of Pasco, again, with 18 walks in 29 innings, but again, 33 strikeouts. So he's a power arm from the right side, fastball-slider combination. Arizona State will go with Mitchell Lampson. Lampson, the left-hander, making his first start of the season. He got the save in Friday night's game in that 3-1 victory. So Lampson from the left side, 4-1 with an ERA of 3.27. It will be his 15th appearance of the year, but just his first start. Interesting there from Pat Murphy. And obviously with the Huskies struggling against left-handers, they probably can't be too happy to see another one this afternoon. We'll take a timeout, game three of this weekend series. And when we come back, we'll go down to the Husky dugout and talk with Ken Knutson about the ball game. And, of course, the season continues in conference play. Back with the Husky head baseball coach in just one moment on the Washington ISP Sports Network.
This is the best time ever for you to come in and get a new Toyota. Like the affordable new Yaris at an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon on the highway. Or the amazing Prius at 48 miles per gallon in the city. It's America's most fuel-efficient car. And now, with a Washington State sales tax exemption, you could save thousands on a new Prius. Get all the details now at Toyota.com. See your Western Washington Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Husky Baseball. Toyota, moving forward.
Are you looking for simplified solutions for your communication needs? Then look to Diamond Communications. We specialize in state-of-the-art, customized, flexible, and affordable business telephone systems, voice, and data cabling. With highly trained professionals, Diamond's designs incorporate versatility with growth in mind. Find out how we can increase the productivity of your business. Find us online at diamondcommunications.net or call 425-432-6068. Diamond Communications, your complete communications solution.
Coaches will tell you there's no better feeling than getting a couple of insurance runs late in the game. You can get that same feeling working with the friendly staff at Soundview Insurance Agency. They provide personal and business insurance services. They offer low-cost protection for your auto, home, life, and more. For quotes, comparisons, or appointments, call 1-800-803-7000. That's 1-800-803-7000. Soundview Insurance Agency, serving the Puget Sound for over 27 years.
If you're listening to this broadcast, you probably know some very important numbers. Your team's win-loss record, the pitcher's ERA. Northwest Kidney Centers reminds you there are other important numbers you should know. Numbers that could save your life. Cholesterol, blood pressure, and kidney function. If you don't know these numbers, the ballgame could be over sooner than you'd like. Please see your doctor. Know your numbers. Your kidneys and Northwest Kidney Centers thank you. For more information on kidney health, go to nwkidney.org.
A scheduled high noon first pitch in the finale of a three-game series here at Husky Ballpark, Washington, hosting third-ranked Arizona State. Ken Knutson in the Husky dugout. Clearly, the Sun Devils not ranked that high by accident. Awfully good baseball team you've gone up against the last couple of ball games.
Yeah, they are. There's no doubt. It's everything that you heard about, you know, for them coming in. And the big thing is they can really pitch. And we didn't have any answers for them the last two nights, you know, at the plate. Sun All-American the first night, then last night was probably one of the more unusual, yesterday afternoon I should say, it was one of the most unusual arms you'll ever see. Threw 14 fastballs in the entire game, probably threw 50 changeups and 30 breaking balls, and you look at him, you think of a power arm, he broke 80 miles an hour one time, he had a changeup that just dropped out of the strike zone, and we had no answers for it, so. You know, we're going to battle today. We need Jordan to go out there, and we got to hold him down. You know, we got to try to win the game 3-2 or, you know, 4-1 or 1-0, whatever it takes. But, you know, runs are going to be a premium for the Huskies today just because the pitching that they've got, you know.
When Jordan Mary is pitching well, what's he doing the best?
Well, Jordan's got a very good fastball. He'll throw it, you know, high 80s, low 90s, you know. When he's pitching very well, he's got great command with it. The thing that makes him very effective when he starts to mix his other two pitches, a changeup and one of two breaking balls for a strike. And if he can't do that, then he's going to have struggles. But really, it's fastball command. And he's got some wrinkles, you know. He's sort of got an unorthodox delivery, a little jerky, and it's a little trouble at times to hit against. So hopefully he'll go out and have his good stuff today.
It has been a struggle offensively. As the head coach, how much of a challenge is it for you to remain patient and fight off, like you say, sometimes just kind of getting big and goofy with your lineup? I bet that's an inner struggle a lot, because I know your desire is to shake things up and obviously get the bats going.
Yeah, it is. You know, you also, you got to believe in your guys. You know, our kids are working hard. They're trying. You know, a lot of times I think it's they try too hard. And, you know, it's not unlimited options. You know, we're a couple guys deep, and injuries are starting to take their toll now. So you just got to go with what we got. And, you know, they need a couple hits, some line drives, a big inning to feel good about themselves. You know, it's the same offense that scored, you know, a bunch of runs against Irvine a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago, and it seems like that was a long time ago, but really, you just got to grind it out and try to get better, and hopefully, you know, their pitch will run in some barrels today. I mean, it really gets down to that. We need to get confidence to play well, and you play well when you get confidence, and it's what comes first. You know, it's sort of the chicken and the egg thing.
It almost feels like, you tell me, obviously you're closer, that it would take just one inning. I don't know, get a two spot, get a three spot, and then all of a sudden things just kind of, you would feel that they would fall into place, or am I way off?
No, I think, you know, that's baseball. It's momentum, it's energy, it's all those things. It's hard to continue to grind when you're not getting much to show for it. But, you know, we talked to our guys again about trying to play each pitch one at a time and just try to win that one and not worry about what happened yesterday or what's going to go on tomorrow. And so, that's the mantra. That's what I think all good coaches try to do. And so that's what we'll do. And hopefully today's the day. It's just, we truly believe that we are playing below what we're capable of. And once it comes to life, it could get scary. So, but, you know, really, it's going to be a function of our pitching. Probably the disappointment over the last couple of weeks is our inability just to have command in the strike zone. We haven't walked a ton of guys, though. Even that's been up a little bit. But it just seems like anything that can go wrong has, and, you know, that's the makings of a slump. So we got to pitch our way out of this thing, play defense, and hopefully find a way to, you know, to just hang around, and maybe that two spot's enough to win for you. And who knows, a two could turn into three, could turn into four, and here you go. So we're going to keep coaching, we're going to keep playing hard, and that's the deal.
Guys are a little bit banged up. Tell us about the injury situation.
Well, Russell's out today. You know, he's got a bad back, and, you know, Rankin's not going to catch anymore this season. He tore a meniscus in his leg. He can run around and stuff. He just can't squat for, you know, any extended period of time. And probably the thing that hurt this year is Ty Rasmussen is basically retired at this point. I mean, he's not going to play baseball anymore. He's looking at his 14th surgery of his young life, and it's just he'll have surgery this summer after school gets out, because he'll be down for a couple of weeks before he'll be able to walk. But he broke his leg in high school. He's got a plate in there, and something's going on with that. And they can't even really see it without getting in there and cut. And so when that surgery comes around, it's going to be a big one. You know, it's not something that, you know, a couple of weeks and he can start rehabbing and he'll be out for months. So it's too bad, because he's a talented hitter. You know, he's a good athlete. He's got a big, strong body. He has a presence in the middle of our lineup. And so he's gone, and, you know, and that affects us.
You just don't want to be reminded that way, but it still serves as a reminder that you just can't take your health for granted, especially at this level of competition.
Yeah, it's special to be out here and to play. You know, most kids don't have the ability to be out here, and the ones that do, if they can stay healthy and continue to improve, then they can go on and play at the next level. But yeah, in Ty's case, or, you know, lots of players, that they, you know, life just sort of beats them up and they don't get to play anymore. So, you know, and I think our guys appreciate it. You know, it's tough. You're here in a midst of a losing streak and trying to find some success, but then you put it in perspective, there's a lot of bigger things than just baseball. You know, there's the rest of your life. That's one of the issues with Ty. You know, he wants to be able to walk after he leaves the university, and we certainly support that. So, you know, baseball's fun. It's important to us. I think during the game, it's the most important thing they got going, but really, you know, there's other things out there too.
Kenny, I always appreciate your conversation. Thanks a lot. Go win a ballgame.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. That's Ken Knutson. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to preview the pitching matchup, give you the starting lineups and the opening pitch on another beautiful afternoon from Husky Ballpark. All coming up next on the Washington ISP Sports Network.
Lewis, this is exciting. A new adventure, just like the Clark and Lewis expedition. Buckle up.
Clark, I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
I just want to see for myself why anyone would drive between Seattle and Portland when Horizon Air has shuttle flights every half hour. I'm sure the scenery must be spectacular.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for traffic reports.
We need traffic reports?
Of course. We may need to take an alternative route between Seattle and Portland.
Is there an alternative route between Seattle and Portland?
No.
A spectacular view. All I see are other cars.
Yes, but at night, the taillights can be very pretty.
Will we still be driving at night?
A lot depends on lane closures.
I just don't get this driving thing, especially now that Horizon has an everyday low fare for its shuttle flights every half hour between Seattle and Portland.
I know.
Maybe it's because gas is so cheap.
That must be it.
Avoid the slog and take the Horizon shuttle between Seattle and Portland with flights every 30 minutes at peak business hours and every hour all day long. Book online at horizonair.com.
More Diamond Dog fans are choosing North Lake Tavern as their meeting place of choice. Where else can you find all your favorite beverages, pizza by the pound, and an enthusiastic group of staff and friends waiting to celebrate the next Husky victory? Stop by tonight. Please remember, 21 and older for inside dining. North Lake Tavern Pizza is conveniently located on the edge of the West Campus at the north end of Lake Union.
North Lake Tavern. You can't miss them. Just east and underneath the Ship Canal Bridge. Let's go, Dawgs.
As you enjoy baseball season, think about the game that is life. Are you in shape financially to play beyond the fifth inning? What would happen if your life went into extra innings? At Edward Jones, we have a lineup of financial solutions to help you through the game of life. Tax advantage investments to increase retirement savings in the case of extra innings. Long-term care insurance to help with some of life's errors. And life insurance to prepare for the final tally.
Learn more. Call All Century team member Dwayne Covey at 206-524-0050. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, Ken Knutson and Pat Murphy, the coaches of Washington and Arizona State, respectively, meeting with the umpiring trio at home plate, exchanging lineup cards, going over ground rules in Game 3 of a, well, talk about a great setting, Safeco Field on Friday night, and then a beautiful weather day both yesterday and today. Steve Sandmeyer introducing Gary Hill, made it here. I was watching the 520 bridge, hoping the traffic would be decent, and for once it actually was.
I know, how about that?
Well, let's talk about this ball game today. The left-hander, Mitchell Lamson, getting his first start of the season, and Pat Murphy clearly understanding that the Huskies struggling offensively, and the Arizona State head coach going to throw another left-hander at him today.
Yeah, it was a decision for Pat Murphy he had to make. They have struggled with a three-spot in the rotation. Seth Blair has been their third starter this season. Very talented right-handed pitcher, throws hard, but he has struggled in two Pac-10 appearances. He did pitch very well against Cal State Fullerton this week. There's a good chance we'll see him out of the bullpen today. Although he has not pitched out of the bullpen yet this year, he did last year. So that's the big question mark with ASU right now, that's third slot, and I think you hit it.